Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line. It's February 8th, I think.
Is it February 8th? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And it's another edition of Talk Line, the KYUK radio program for the YK Delta and beyond, where you call in with whatever's on your mind or email, and we'll take your calls and hear what you have to say. I think, my microphone on? I don't hear myself the way I usually
do. Oh, I hear you.
Oh, you do?
Maybe you're not.
Let me change my volume a little bit.
Okay, I don't know which one you're on.
Oh, there we go. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Yes,
sorry.
Loud and clear.
My volume was down.
Yes.
Too. All right.
So. Yes, the numbers you can call today are 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or email at radio@kyuk.org. Oh, what a wonderful looking day outdoors.
I know. It's going to brighten up a little bit, according to the weather. We may even have some sunshine. Okay. Strange.
Yeah.
But first, we're going to have John Nick, another
right.
ray of sunshine.
Okay.
John, good morning.
Oh, what's that noise?
I don't know.
Holy smoke, sound like somebody sawing wood.
Oh, wait.
Hello.
They're gonna
do something. There's some little...
Okay,
little
I
hang
think
up
it's
there.
Good now.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's going to be in the 30s. Oh, let's check. John, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Oh, still.
Anyway,
wait.
Uh-oh.
Wait
there
up,
go
John.
Again.
Yeah. Okay, turn it off. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my. I don't know if that's John, if that's us, but... We will we'll have to keep kind of checking this out. They're working on the board now. Julia Jimmy and Grady Deaton are helping out today with the show. Elma. It might be you and I talking all 90 minutes.
Wait, I turned on.
Oh, there. That's mine.
That's yours. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I thought maybe one
okay,
of
okay, so
might
we're going to
One of them might be super.
Yeah, we
on.
Still have a problem with. I don't know because when you make the when you click over to him, it makes that terrible sound. So, can you hear that? I don't know if Julia can hear that. Okay, so everyone, we might be having minor technical difficulties. Doesn't mean. Okay. So they're still trying to figure that out. Anyway, it's 30 degrees in Bethel. It's going to be mostly sunny today. Throughout the day, it's going to stay pretty much around 30. Later today, it's going to go down to maybe 26. 26 is going to be the coldest, and that'll be like at 10 o'clock tonight. But then it's going to start getting warmer. Now, this is what's strange. Mm-hmm. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, it's going to go up to like 33, 30 plus. So there's no sunshine, but it's getting warmer.
Yeah.
So it's going to get warmer, and tomorrow, Saturday, it could be up to 38 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be in the 30s until around Wednesday. Looks like there's going to be some rain again on Saturday, maybe some snow on Sunday and Monday. So this is a very new... Okay. So I'm sorry, everyone. We seem to be having a... some technical difficulty when we go to callers. Anyway, this is very unusual February.
Yeah,
isn't
it?
I mean, you're older than I am, and isn't it?
Yeah, yes, the weather, all in all, yes, it's been changing rapidly, and it's just unpredictable as ever, you know. So we...
climate change is upon us, and this is kind of what it's starting to look like for us at this point.
Yeah.
And there could be more changes to come. Unusual.
There will probably be more changes.
Yeah.
One positive thing though that is that we're gaining more daylight.
Yes.
Every day. Yeah, I noticed that the daylight comes quicker and stays out longer.
Yep. So. And I savor every bit of it, and I notice when it's still daylight around 6 o'clock at night instead of being dark, mm-hmm. and I notice that it's daylight now, and it's, yeah. you know, 10 o'clock, and it's bright nice. Outside, so really nice.
I think our board is saying that we're not taking any callers at this time until they resolve what is going on, so...
Oh, our technical difficulty.
Hang tight.
Yeah.
I hear an echo, too, myself.
You? Yeah. Yes, I have an echo, too. So maybe we won't talk as much right now.
Yeah.
hate to leave people just kind of hanging on dead air, but... But yeah. these are some of the things that happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Now we're back on air now, I think.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, kind of still... They're still checking it out, you know. But yesterday, too, we had, you know, some issues with callers on our 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two lines were coming in okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're about to go ahead and run a test here to see how things are doing. We have a caller, Tony. Good morning, Tony. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, my goodness, Tony. Yeah. Oh, phew-wee. We were having technical difficulties earlier, but you sound really good. No extra feed on the line, so...
No, it was the radio station waiting for me to call.
That, Tony, what a good attitude. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for solving our problem. So what's on your mind, Tony?
I was just wondering about our epic words of the weeks on the... When they describe the month. Like February is supposed to be a month of frost. Maybe we need to re-term our month in Yupik. I'm not sure, but just wondering.
Are you thinking about that in terms of maybe new Yupik words for the way climate is changing?
Probably.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Everyone have a good weekend.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah, that's another interesting thing. Like, will there be adjustments to language, to understanding of the seasons?
Mm.
With these changes.
That's something we have to wait and see. But I know there's adjustments to our lifestyle being made as we speak. Like, I was just thinking about that the other day. You know, you normally at this time you'd be gathering firewood and going fishing, you know, and certain things that you'd have to do out there depending on the weather and conditions out there. And now we may have to relook at that and maybe gather wood at a different time. We're going to go try
John Nick again. Yes. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, boy, did I hear nothing now.
You're good.
Oh, good. They must not like me calling first caller.
That's right. And Tony called in and kind of saved the day. But now you're back, and you sound good.
I know what it is. It's your theme song. You got to change it.
Oh, okay.
Rock and roll. Put on Rolling Stone. Can't get no satisfaction. That's what everybody calls about, right?
It seems like,
satisfied till I hear a good answer.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, when you guys are on the river today, please be careful. It might be slushy and full of water. So stay in a designated trail if you can. You don't want to get real wet. And, you know, just be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the weather if you're going long distances. We finally got that big wind out of the way. Boy, that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple of days, kind of weird weather we're having this year. Last week they were talking about animals getting kind of screwed up. Anyway, when I was on that lake by Infernus Swanson's, they have the muskrat that come up and dig mud so that they can have an air hole around there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about up here?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that screwed up the muskrat and the animals, because they usually tend to do that during the springtime, early spring, if you notice.
Probably, yes.
And the ptarmigan, another conclusion is the ptarmigan migrated late in November.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were warm for a long time.
That's right.
And kind of screwed up the sensory perception of the animals, I think.
Yeah.
You know, so Anyway, the bears are getting out of hibernation. Some of them in Anchorage getting full of water in their den and stuff.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure you wouldn't want to sleep in wet either. Mm. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good, safe day today. Please be careful on the river when you're traveling. Stay on the trail. And watch out for kids. It's really slippery on the roads,
yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And pedestrians. So everyone have a safe day. Please don't drink and drive. And I'm glad I'm got back on here again without hearing the buzz here.
No.
Yeah. Okay, you guys have a good one.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
We're back on track.
Okay.
All right, next we have Norman. Welcome to Talk Line, Norman. You're on the show.
Well, I can be Norman, I guess. So.
Oh.
Oh, are you someone? Oh, I'm sorry. Did they get the wrong name? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fake Norman.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna give an update of what's going on in Juneau, and also this climate. You know, the Earth's magnetic core, it shifted.
Uh-huh.
The Earth, it touched on a mantle. And it shifted to North Pole, and it's further towards Siberia now, so that might be some cause of the weather we see, but it's not all bad. We adapt to climate when they change. It gets warmer. We even grow corn in Anya. So I grew corn. I eat apple right off a tree. We burn a straw. You know, in France, they're riding people. Because they're doubling, they're saying global warming is bad. We're going to raise taxes on gas, charge you $20 a gallon, and they revolt. But what's going on in Juneau, in the United States, there's some Republican president and governor, they're trying to do what's right. But the House, there's two houses of government in Juneau and in Washington. Here in Juneau, the House, they're 50-50, there's 21 Republicans and 19 Democrats, but one Republican, he turned traitor, and he caucused with the Democrats. So even they've been in session in Juneau for a long time, they still never do nothing in the House because they're fighting over who's going to be their leader, and they don't want to stop Governor Donnelly who's trying to be. If you look at the same way in the United States Congress, they want abortion, some of them are promoting abortion on demand. Even when the baby, they got the baby going to labor, and the woman going to labor, and they say, oh, we'll keep the baby comfortable until they decide what to do. They're trying to induce anesthesia. You know, in Alaska, a woman can have abortion even if she's 9 months pregnant. They even pay their way. We need to stop all that. What the government's trying to do is trying to stop all these wasteful spending and climate change and abortion on demand and all these things. But we need to do what we can and appoint the right people to Juneau. That poor representative, Zukowski, man, he thinks he would think more about us than the people of the Democratic Party. You know, how the world is going, we can't be scared. Wait for the rapture and the prayer of our Lord Jesus. And do make the best of that up. And it's a, you know, don't try to tax everybody. You tax everybody and make us people do things that we don't normally do, like kill babies before they're born, you know. It's a society that's that from their leaders. Make people do that. That makes it destroyed. A house divided against itself can't stand. We need more people speaking of what's going on in our country, what's going on to our people, especially our native people here. You know, help us. I'm glad there's buffalo, there's muskox, and they should bring back reindeer last night and make it a zoo. Like a food around here in the further ground, you know, make it. But basket on the last thing could be done. But our government and Juneau, they're worried about other things. So we all pray for our leaders and everybody have a nice day. Take travel and live to adapt to what's changing weather. Okay. Get it.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
A little bit of garble, garbled? You heard?
Yeah, I heard it, but it's, you have to listen carefully.
Yeah, I have to listen carefully.
I have to correct, you know, one piece of information. So it is not possible for a woman who is 9 months pregnant to walk in and have an abortion on demand. That is not possible in the United States. There are times when less than 1% of women pregnancies end later in the term, around 24 weeks, maybe 25 weeks. But it's usually because there's a condition with the fetus that I won't go into details over the air, but are really severe. And these are horrible decisions that are made by the parents, their doctor, and it is usually a medical necessity for the saving the life of the mother is also a situation. So I just want to put those kind of facts out there. People can have still have their opinion, but that's correct
information. Yeah, we've got a double screen today, but it seems like behind that, you know, we have a caller.
I think it's Renee.
Okay, Renee.
There it is. Double screen. We're double screening today.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So I've got just a couple of things that are very exciting. Number one, the Best in the West first round just closed. We had 15 applicants.
Wow.
And I'm glad to say that we are moving 9 of those applicants on to the second round, and they're going to be developing outstanding businesses. These folks have really good business ideas. So very excited about this year's crop of Best in the West candidates.
Wow.
So next thing, of course, tomorrow is Saturday Market.
Yay.
Just in time for all of you guys and gals out there to get something special for your sweetie pie for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Valentine's Day is on the 14th. Don't forget.
My dogs are so lucky.
Yeah, they are. Stop by, get something for whomever you care for.
Or whatever you care for.
This will be the place to be. Doors will open at 8:30 for the vendors, open to the public from 10 to 2. Everybody is welcome. And then I want to mention that on February 2nd, Bethel Council on the Arts is bringing Emma Hill, you know, she's from Sleep Mute, and Brian Dice Dest in for a live live concert. And the opening act is our very own Jacques Longpre, who is going to be doing the opening show. And he worked for me here at the Cultural Center for like 4 years before they moved to Antioch. And he graduated from BRHS, went to all of his schooling right here. So Jacques and Emma, local talent, and Brian is from Alaska as well, has lived here a number of times, and they are on February 2nd. There will be tickets for sale at Saturday Market, so good thing to note. And I just want to put a bug in everybody's ear. On April 23rd, we're going to have the Rice Brothers here. Now, they are a cello and piano duo. They trade off. They're both fabulous musicians. I've listened to them before, saw them live. They're great. And duel with that as sponsors, sponsors for the Rice Brothers is the Kuskokwim Art Guild. And they're going to have a group show and sale up on the walls at the same time as the concert that Bethel Council on the Arts is doing, as a multidisciplinary event for everybody in Bethel. So put that on your calendar. That's for the 23rd. The 22nd, I need to mention who's sponsoring that, because we have people who are putting their money where their mouths are and are actually sponsoring these live performances. That's going to be Let's Get Growing, which is Julie McWilliams' business, the White House Bed and Breakfast, and the Arctic Bell, all right down there in Alligator Acres. And Arctic Chiropractic and the Kuskokwim Art Guild are doing the Rice Brothers. And without them, we would not be able to bring this quality of musicians and live performances to Bethel. So thank them very much for doing this.
Wow.
Yes.
Anybody's got questions on any of these things, get a hold of me.
Okay.
The next Saturday Market's not until March 9th. February 9, March 9. So okay. It's a whole month away.
Oh, and, okay. And do people need to rent a table, or do they just come? How much is a table?
Well, a skinny table is $10,
uh-huh.
And the wider tables are $15. So it's very low in price. Oh, I better mention this year, Chamai Festival, Bethel Council on the Arts bringing you the Chamai Festival for, I think, like the 25th year or something, maybe even more. March 29, 30, and 31, they mm-hmm. are always looking for volunteers to help with everything from housing to food to security up there. And you get to go in for free when you volunteer. And Linda Curta, who's over here at the college, you can call 543-4500 if you really need to get some information on Chamai. She's pretty busy, but she'll probably answer you. Or call myself. I'm at 543-4538. I guess I've talked enough.
Okay, that sounds great. What a great it's great lineup for the next month or so.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I appreciate it.
So you can stay as busy as you want to here in Bethel.
That's right. I always say that, yeah. You're as busy as you want to be.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you,
Renee. Next, we have Debbie Fairbanks. Good morning, Debbie. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let everybody know that the Catholic Church is sponsoring a Valentine's dinner Thursday night, the 14th, at the Cultural Center from 6 to 9, featuring New York Steak.
Ooh.
and shrimp cocktail, all Mexican style. So it will be a really good Mexican meal.
Who's catering your event?
Actually, some of the ladies at the church are doing the cooking.
Oh, some homemade cooking.
Yeah,
yes.
Sandra Lopez and Rosa McCabe and a few others. And we've got bakers that are doing the desserts. And so it's $30 for adults. Children under 12 are 15. It's 15 and under 5 is free. And we'll be at Saturday Market selling tickets on tomorrow, as well as the stores. Or if you want to call and make reservations, if people want to reserve a whole table for 6 or 8 people where they want to have a group share a table, you can call me at 543-4227 for tickets or reservations.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. That sounds like a really nice event.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks.
I wonder if I should bring myself. Just treat myself to a steak dinner?
That sounds good. Then.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, it's a nice Valentine's
mm-hmm.
sweet
Something,
thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to go?
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds exciting, though.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have, our lines are open.
Yay.
And Julia's back there just kind of swinging on her chair, waiting for a call to come in. And thank you very much for helping us with the board and solving that problem we had earlier with the sound system. But everything's up and running. You can mm-hmm. also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we will read your email over the air. You can also be anonymous, as ever. And... now, you said you memorized the phone number.
Yes, I did,
so
actually.
Look at me.
543-KYUK.
Oh, that's easy.
5985, yes. 543-2756.
Yes.
800-995-8954.
Oh, you got it. Oh, excellent.
The other,
okay.
The other time I had something else on my mind.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
obviously your mind was free
yeah.
right now.
Yes.
It's free to memorize those numbers. Okay.
Okay.
So, we have a caller, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Times have changed nowadays, probably. We see it. And that being said, parenting, too, has changed nowadays, where parents yuck their kids or... I don't know how to say it in Gusak, like siding with their kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And parents that inside with their kids and do that. There's a saying that elders, that they shouldn't do that because they say, the saying goes, they become liars too when they do that to their kids. And at school, the teachers have problems nowadays because of that. And they side with their kids, not knowing the whole story beforehand, and they take their kids' words before they know the whole story. And there's a saying that they shouldn't do that, but nowadays with that, all schools should have cameras, because cameras don't lie. When kids act out, they should, the teachers bring them out to the where the camera is for proof, and that way it can be solved. Because cameras never lie.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say. You guys have a good morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, there. I'm sure that parenting has changed over the last 100 or 200 years or more.
Or less.
And I have heard that before, too, that sometimes parents immediately defend their child, and then they're missing on maybe some of the behaviors that have been a problem.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I read some words that, a fair judge is the one who hears both sides.
Yeah. And so. I think a long time ago, even in the lower 48, in small communities, rural small communities, if you were a child, any adult in the community could tell you what to do, like could kind of admonish you and correct you.
Yeah.
But nowadays, that's very touchy. If you do that, parents might get very sensitive about that and be even defensive. So.
We have a caller?
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this guy that just got on the phone about not believing your kids. And I think he's wrong. I believe a kid, my kid, before I do any other adult, any other person, I will believe my kid. So I don't know where this kid or this guy came off saying that it's that the old folks said that. I don't think so. Growing up, my people always told us to always tell. So I don't know where that guy came from, that is, that the old folks, you know, try to tell the kids not to tell, you know, and I'll believe a kid before I do another adult. So he could call back and answer me on that one. But if, you know, you all have a good weekend and stay out there and get on the plate. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think the first caller was about parenting was saying never believe a child. They were just saying sometimes parents leap in and defend their child before knowing everything that
the
might have
story,
actually
yeah.
happened. But, and now, this caller's saying he would believe his child over any adult, and that's interesting. So,
yeah.
Yeah, parenting changes. Parenting has changed over generations, that's for sure.
But we'd love to hear from you. The lines are open now, so feel free to call. You can call anonymous if you'd like, or just tell us where you're calling from. You know, changing the subject, you know, I live in First Road Housing, and we had a bit of extra water that melted, and then city had to come out, and they worked all afternoon yesterday, or a lot of the good part of the day yesterday, and they were still working after dark, and this morning at 7, they were still at it, or... I don't know if they were still at it, you know, but I think they came in early, and sometime after 7, they were making...
Didn't they have to close the road for a little bit?
Yeah,
they
did
that, right?
On my way over, it was still closed.
Wow.
But I think they were getting close to what they were,
you know, what they were trying to do was pump out some of that water to the, you know, where it flows out.
Yeah.
So, but there was a lot of water. There was a couple of houses, several houses that were, you know, you couldn't get into them because of so much water. And then some of that looked pretty deep, you know. But I think the city did well. They jumped on it, and then now you're starting to see, you know, starting to look almost normal now back there.
They're stretched, I know. That's
Yeah, and then the roads are...
The roads.
I don't want to talk about them.
Oh, my God.
Just to think about them, you know, makes me
You could
cringe.
Lose a child in one of those potholes.
Oh, no. Yeah, so...
Or go swimming in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so... You know, I'm trying to go just a little bit slower during the big, at the section where there's big potholes, because that way if I have to go around and I can see another car coming, I have to be careful. And then I'm also thinking the other car might have to, I can see their road and I know they're going to have to go wider, so I'm more cautious. So I think we should all just be paying attention to each other when we get to those sections that are particularly potholy.
Yeah, really rough out there. And then, and then talk, and also talking about places to go, you know, like the, even the river, you know, it must be pretty bad out there.
Mm-hmm. There was I saw a photo with a caution because there was a little bit of open water, like it had all the it was all the way through. So it was a circle.
Oh.
That had melted all the way through.
Man.
So
I believe that. Yeah. So there must be a lot more danger areas out there now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, like we were talking before we came in, you know, I know that just about any given day throughout the entire year, there's somebody out there.
On that river?
River or on the trail out there, mm-hmm. tundra, you know, mm-hmm. doing what they had set out to do or what they had planned to do mm-hmm. a week or two before the day. And when that day comes, you know, some people... feel like they have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Even if it's not really an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I've seen that.
Yeah. So people have to be extremely careful out there now. And it would be good to hear from somebody that knows about the trail or if in front of your village you're seeing danger areas
mm-hmm.
or conditions in front of you. Would be nice to hear from you today as to how our trail and rivers are doing.
So I have just a, our lines are open, so feel free to call in or email, and I have a couple of Tundra Drum announcements. We have students, so if you're planning to attend the University of Alaska, either UAF, UAA, or UAS, you should complete the UA Foundation Scholarship application by February 15th, by the end of next week. Mm-hmm. For more information, contact Dorothy Chase at UAF Kuskokwim Campus, at 543-4563. Or you can call the front desk, 543-4500, and ask for Dorothy Chase. She's really terrific. She'll help you with that scholarship application, but she can also help you if you're applying for FAFSA, which is federal grant money for people, or other kinds of scholarships. Just a really helpful person for that. So 543-4563, Dorothy. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service office in Bethel on February 13th at 3:30 will be holding a bear safety education showcasing the movie Brother Bear and providing educational activities for youth. For more information, please contact Alyssa Nadine Rogers at 543-1026 or Patrick Snow at 543-1004. excuse me. I had a little bear in my throat.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're going to do bear safety classes, showcasing the movie Brother Bear. And then there'll be educational activities for youth, which are usually pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. And we've had some of these announcements have already been done.
Yeah.
She wants me to refresh the Tundra Drums and Weather page, but it won't really refresh like that. Hmm. It is what it is. So
yeah. But our lines are open if you'd like to call.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll be reading Thunder Drums for the next hour.
Yeah, so here. Oh, my gosh. We don't want that. Now, next week, our governor is going to be delivering the budget.
Oh.
And they're trying to work the budget out because he wants to give people a really large PFD in the fall. And he wants to cut over $1 billion from the state budget. So we'll see, because that will, however that budget is, see how it goes. It can ripple all through the state. And there's just going to be different kind of impacts.
Hmm.
That's kind of a big deal. So, all right. So our numbers are 543-KYUK and 543-2756 and
800-995-8954.
He can do without looking at the sheet. And you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Lines are open. We'd be happy to hear from you.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to go. Okay. So it looks like we have a call coming in.
You know, we got some soft background music. You hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like opera music.
Yeah.
Well, there's opera at KYUK today. Just real quick for Grady and Julia, they're saying, can you turn it up a little for the online listeners so our radio might not be as loud as coming across the airwaves? Anyway, Julia, you might know, but that's an email we just got. And we have a caller, Herman. Welcome to Talkline, Herman.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Good loud and clear.
Yeah, hey, I was going to give a rebuttal to Herman to what Don was saying. She said the governor was going to give us a really big dividend and cut $1 billion, you know, and make it sound bad. You know, he's not giving us. That money already belongs to us, that permanent fund. So be careful how an announcer who is the one who nominated the Democratic representative for our region, be careful what they tell you. The governor, he's cutting a lot of things like climate change advisor from Oregon and climate change monitors. They have trucks going around Fairbanks. They smell the air, these trucks. They call them sniffer trucks. And they find out that you are putting out smoke, they'll fine you. And they want to increase it, tell people they can't burn fireworks, things like that,
mm-hmm.
that he's cutting. So, and as far as UAA, we just heard that they lost their accreditation. Like, you know, they're not, it questions the diploma that people are paying so much money for. And I don't know, maybe they should get a refund on students. Another thing on, what's going on in Juneau, that Gary Kopp, I think they're starting on a recall. They're going to get him out of there, recall him.
Which one?
Gary Knopp, he's the traitor that went to he's coxing with the Democrats and some other people that started recall petitions against him. And some people are saying they should recall this. Our own representatives who aren't doing their taxes, but they don't. They're not beholden to us anymore. So I hope if you see a recall petition for either of them, sign it. Tell them, give them a message. We send them down there to do a job. And if they're not even in session, them house, you know, they're getting paid. They shouldn't even be down there. But anyhow, one of the things I was going to tell you, don't be listening to you here on this bias. Let me look at bias a lot of times. That's how they control. You know, in Europe, almost every city has a Muslim mayor. They figure out a way to use social media and radio and TV to control the way people think. They call it community organizing. And don't believe what you watch on news. Channel 2, Channel 11, they're controlled by NBC. Man, you just get depressed here about murders and everything bad, you know, and everything against, they're trying to be against our governor and president. So that state news don't watch them. Watch Fox News or Newsmax. But be careful what you hear, what these some of these announcers say. Some of them are okay, they're that biased, but some of them are there just to, I don't know, promote some kind of progressive agenda for their abortion and taxes and everything like that, you know. And transgender in anchoredom. Men, just like women, they're going to the library and they're teaching these young kids things like that. That's everything that's immoral against the Bible, against what moral standard is being taught. But that's what elders say. People get worse and worse. But careful what you hear from some of these announcers and pray for our leaders. Okay, thank you again. I just had to say that because you're going to hear more and more. Nobody don't speak up. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Herman. I want to make sure people realize that UAA lost accreditation in one program, their education program. They did not lose accreditation as a university. That is still in place. All right, so we have Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Global warming. I am surprised on this. I was just foretold it's coming. All we have to do is adapt now.
Yeah.
We all know more make me mad. No, good job on Dallas for sending us 1099s. Everybody, including the elders, and they open up that stupid mine, and this is what's coming. 1099 every year. Man, that's wrong. BNC send us dividends. They make a tax exempt. Otherwise, they take care of it. They could do the same, I feel, for my people that have to, along with their PFD. Now they got to go see a tax preparer and do all that work. And they go on their expense paid trips out states along with their wives and their herd. They're getting bonuses. And that's not right. But anyway, on KYUK, every power outage looks like it goes off.
Mm.
And I, maybe we need a new station. And like when a natural disaster strikes, and we'll have something to turn on to.
Mm.
Otherwise, it should be national security on top of the list.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's my opinion. On a more positive note, inform your little people not to go on the ponds and lakes, and of course the river.
Yeah.
Just like I said, it's frozen underneath. Now you've got water up on top, and it's going to freeze. And in that space, there's going to be water, deep water. And you need to tell our children on that. Good morning.
Okay, thanks, Yvonne. Yes.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Yeah, on that part he's talking about on the river condition, I just had a text from Mark with Search and Rescue that they've been staying off the river for the last couple of days, and that they will be doing an aerial survey this afternoon. So we'll probably hear from... get an updated river report sometime, hopefully this afternoon, after they get done. And so people are, I think it'd be good to hear if the river truly is not good to be on for some warnings and for somebody to say to stay off the river, you know. So we'll find out a little bit more after they do their aerial survey this afternoon. So we'll be looking forward to getting a report from them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. Everyone, there's work going on with our stream, our radio stream, that could be affecting the volume. So for some of you, we may sound louder or lower than we usually would. So just be patient while we work on this. Okay, thank you. So we have Alyssa from U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Good morning, Alyssa. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All righty. So I have a few couple bulletins shorter than usual this week.
Okay.
All right. So with Office of Subsistence Management, Federal Subsistence Board is now accepting wildlife proposals. So if anybody has any problems or issues there, concerns they would like to bring up with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, we're going to be hosting a workshop here at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Visitor Center here at our headquarters. You can write and submit proposals. We're going to be meeting every Friday from 3 o'clock to 4:30. If anybody would like to come, you're more than welcome to come. Another thing would be for the Federal Subsistence Board is now accepting Yukon-Kuskokwim Regional Advisory Council membership applications. So if you're from the Yukon, we want to encourage you to apply. We have seats that need to be filled on the Yukon from Yukon villages. So if you reside in one of the Yukon villages within the National Wildlife Refuge, you please are encouraged to apply. All right, so down to education and outreach. We do have bear safety training in the movie Brother Bear showing February 13th at 3:30 p.m. here at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And if anybody wants tours from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, go ahead and come down and give us a call. Minimum party of three, about a two-hour tour or shorter depending on weather.
Good.
And our visitor center is open from 8:30 to 4:30, so if you want to come by for a visit or chit-chat, we'll be here. We have a small store with Alaska Geographic, which has items for sale, and they make gifts or great learning material.
They do.
Yeah.
Now, Alyssa, can I ask you a fish and wildlife question?
Depends on what it is. I might have to refer you.
You can refer me, and okay. You don't have to answer.
Okay, great.
I'm curious, because we have, climate change conditions happening all over. In your office, do you all talk about the capacity of plant and animal life to adapt as quickly as they may need to compared to adaptation, which usually takes, much longer amounts of time?
Well, we do have discussions here at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service regarding to anything that has to deal with the wildlife refuge, although those specific questions would probably need to be discussed with some of our scientists based here that specifically deal with those areas.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so if you guys have questions or if you have anything, just go ahead and stop by, come say hi. Some of our biologists, they're more than willing to be happy to talk to you guys.
Okay. Because I was curious, when we have these meltdowns in the wintertime, and periodically when I've been out on the tundra, and I see the pure white balls of ptarmigan, and the ptarmigan think nobody can see them, but there's no snow, so there they are, just sitting out there like big snowballs, just waiting to be gobbled up. So I just wondered, will animals be able to adapt as fast as they're going to need to? And so I can go to Fish and Wildlife and find one of the biologists there and ask them, right?
Yeah, we're actually doing a ptarmigan study. I believe they're partnering with the state of Alaska on that. But they are taking ptarmigans into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have people here that you can come and talk to in regards to any wildlife or any fisheries issues that you have.
That's cool. Okay, thank you.
You're so
welcome.
A great resource. You guys have a wonderful morning and afternoon.
Yes, thank you too. Thank you for...
All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Interesting.
Bye.
Yeah.
So. Have you ever thought about that? The rabbits, too. Just real white, nibbling on that willow. Nobody can see me because I'm all white. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. Yeah. So I just wonder about that. How many generations does an animal need to make adaptation to their environment? And is climate change going to push that?
Yeah, and also, the ptarmigan, they change colors, in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered, if climate keep changing, will they start to change, also?
Sooner?
Yeah.
I wonder about that. Hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we have Mark from Bethel. Yay. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to talk about... our favorite radio station for a couple of minutes. First of all, it was kind of a bummer to hear that Christine Trudeau is leaving to pursue bigger and better professional opportunities. She did a great job here as beat reporter on education and on municipal government, holding the flashlight to public activities, which is important. It's an important function of the press. She did an an excellent job with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if the history of the KYUK News Department is any indicator, she will certainly be going on to do bigger and better and more important things, across the country. So it's going to be a loss for all of us, but it's a big step up for her, I think. So
yeah.
See you, Christine. She's gone. She won't leave until, what she say, Tuesday.
Yeah.
A couple other things. Of course, KYK got beat up pretty bad by that power outage the other day. And I know that the technical staff and probably the entire staff has been working like crazy to recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to keep in mind that radio stations are not indestructible. It doesn't take a whole lot of voltage fluctuation or brownout to really throw a high-tech operation like what KYUK really is off. But the air staff and the technical staff have been doing and everybody has been doing a heck of a job keeping on the air and recovering from that. And you mentioned a little while ago that the governor's budget is going to be coming out on the 13th. He's promising $1.6 billion in cuts if history is any indicator. Public radio is probably going to be close to zeroed out in the governor's initial budget. I don't think anybody should think otherwise. To me, public radio, between that and keeping the runway open when I want to fly somewhere, are two really important functions of the state here in Bethel. There are a lot. So as far as public radio goes, Bethel has always supported KYUK and public radio in general, in testifying to the finance committee and to other finance committees and other committees and staying in contact with legislators. That's going to be triple important when it comes up this time around. And the other thing people need to think about, Bethel and the region is always very generous in supporting KYUK financially, and people really need to be ready to, I think, to support it even more. The message that public radio stations are able to deliver to the legislature and to Corporation for Public Broadcasting is that we have this much local support. This is match for what we're asking for. And every dollar that gets cut by the legislature, not by the legislature, by the governor's budget, and then maybe by the legislature that gets cut from public radio is going to have to be made up somewhere if we want to see KYUK keep going, KCUK keep going. The translator up in Antioch, all those things cost money. So people should really keep in mind that we may be being asked to substantially step up in supporting public radio and supporting KYUK in the coming year. So that's all I got. Cram Chuck Duck.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Yes. Right. Good info.
Okay. Next we have Casey from Bethel. Good morning, Casey. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, Diane and Peter.
Hello.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a quick announcement here. The tomorrow's Saturday market, I don't know if it's called in yet or not, but there will be a couple of us representatives from the fire department over there taking some more house number orders. It's been a very successful project so far. I believe we've sold over 600 signs, or helped ordering and distributing 600 signs. And I've noticed driving around the neighborhoods, they're so far, they've already been very helpful. So anybody that hasn't ordered their sign yet, I mean, you can order it on your own, but we make it very easy for people to get a sign ordered.
Okay.
I've got to order my numbers for my house.
Okay.
So.
If you're at Saturday Market tomorrow, we can help you with that.
I will do that. Now, do we put our order in and then later it'll be arriving in the mail, or do you have the numbers right there and you just give me my two?
We order it for you. It comes in to us, and then we notify people that.
Okay. Awesome.
And for people that really need assistance and installing them, we do that. We help with that too.
Oh, even better. All right, good. I'm set.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a good weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, bye-bye. Casey. Yes.
Did you get your numbers?
Yeah, I did. Oh. I just got it yesterday.
Oh, I got to get my... Okay.
Yeah, so...
I need a 6 and a 3. Well, we had another caller, Gail from Anchorage, but I think she might have hung up, but maybe she's calling back.
Mm-hmm.
We have somebody calling in right now. Oh, it is Gail from Anchorage. Good morning,
Kay.
Gail. Welcome to Talkline. You're on the air. Hello,
yeah.
Gail.
I'm just concerning about people like here in Anchorage. I'm here in Anchorage over a year now, or 4 years now. I'm just wondering about the concerning of the people from the KYK station that they could hear me, and I needed to know to see for the public meetings for homeless shelters, Bethel and Anchorage, that they can have things, you know, when they're homeless, they can't afford to get a place or get a job, or they get, you know, when they're receiving their benefits, like SSI and food stamps, it goes to alcohol and drugs. They need to go being, you know, treatment or some kind of treatment that they want to go through or get help or something. Because I went through these issues before. I was talking to my hometown councils in my village. At hometown in my village is at Eek.
Mm-hmm.
My tribal coordinators in my village, I usually talk to them about the alcohol and drugs, not to be there in my village, because there are too many dramas there in my village, losing their cultures and losing their jobs there. One of my kids was losing their job, and I'm upset about it recently. And I don't like people hating each other, or when they're drunk, they steal money and taking cell phones or whatever, they lose their values. If they want to do this, hating each other, they need to go to the court and talk about their kids to take care of them instead of let them take away by OCS. I've been seeing through a lot of parents and they don't take care of their kids right. I've seen through a lot of people here in Anchorage losing their kids, losing their babies, and can't afford to give the right clothing or winter gears for during winter time. Summertime it's okay, but in winter time it's really cold, you know. They need to bundle up their babies when they go out in the street when they're homeless. Thank you, I appreciate it, and good morning.
Yes, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. And I think our screen is... Our lines are open probably.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so feel free to call. We got less than a half hour left in this
show. Yeah.
Right?
And yeah, lines are open. The email is open. Although, if you have email, it does say... There may be a little bit of a problem with getting things from the server, so I'm sorry if you have emailed. But go ahead and try if you want to. And our lines are open, and we've kind of looked at a little bit of global warming and a little bit about our budget coming next week and some other things, different events that are going on at the Cultural Center and at Fish and Wildlife. And now we have Susan from Bethel. Good morning, mm-hmm. Susan.
Susan.
Susan from Bethel. Oh, we lost Susan. Oh. We've lost
we'll call
Susan.
Back.
If you have found Susan, please have her call KYU.
But we have Nick from Bethel.
Okay.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Nick up in Drogheda.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, just to let you all know, you know, with it, I mean, pretty much everybody that's living out here is just seeing all this warm weather. You got to have that precaution on traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a slough that, you know, it's right. We use a tractor trail we cross the river here and drop up and hit the tractor trail, and we get down by Nelson's, and we usually go down the slough in the river, but it's getting very dangerous, you know, and it's pretty much within anyone's traveling within at your own risk. And so, you know, if anybody's going to be traveling, it's a lot better to go. It's a longer route, but it's a little rougher, but it's safer. It's through the tractor trail. And, you know, they've got a nice road starting here, but there's nobody traveling it. And there's the markers down at the mouth of Antioch River where, you know, while it was cold, it froze over, but at this point, you know, with this warm weather, it does not take very long to end up eating through.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be better to end up having the advice to for anyone who is traveling to drive around all them markers. Just, you know, it'll take another minute, but, you know, you'll have that, you know, not saying that you're going to, but it's possible that you can end up breaking through.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just I'm calling and just to, you know, there's some people that's not familiar with traveling in this kind of conditions. And, you know, I don't really want to see people that's traveling. I'm not used to traveling in this kind. You know, I mean, nobody doesn't really want to with the snow machine, four wheel or whatever, you know. It's that's what I have for our conditions up here. So doesn't you all know who's traveling in this part of the area? Okay, there.
Nick, I got a question. Hardly any more snow up there, or
we still have some snow, but in the river, you know, it's starting to kind of bear out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get out and you're getting in the woods and stuff, we still got you know, 2 or 3 feet of snow, and so you know, it's in the river. You're not going to be going through much snow.
Yeah. Okay, a lot of it had melted out, yes.
Yeah.
And it's probably increased the current, you know, underneath the ice up there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You know, some of the things that's changing nowadays, you know, it's you're always going to have to keep an eye out there, even if you're on the trail.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling.
You're welcome. You both have a good day and weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, apparently Susan has been found, and she has called back in, and she's from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, the second time I called, I said, "This is Susan. Don't hang up on me."
Oh, no. Stop it. That did not happen to you.
Yeah, okay. They said it disconnects sometimes when you're on waiting, when a caller's on.
Especially if you're Susan.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't take it personally.
No, it didn't happen. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, we're having some technical ups and downs out over here, but we're moving along fine. So what's up?
Well, anyway, those fire station house numbers they're doing, they're big and beautiful. They really are.
They are. Yeah.
And the only problem is when they go around putting them up, they have their ambulance. They were driving their ambulance when they put up mine.
Oh, no.
People that drove by or lived by me thought something happened.
Oh, no, that they were treating you.
Because I don't know if they use that all the time for errands, but they did that day. And they're still going to come by and put one of them up on a pole. So if it's an ambulance again, there'll be some more rumor mill from that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, people worry about me. I mean, I remember several months ago there was a van off the highway, and people asked if that was my van. I said, that doesn't even look like what I drive.
So do you drive a van?
It's a little van, yeah. It's a little Chevy.
That's different than the car I remember you had before.
I had that Taurus, and before that I had a little Nissan. Mm-hmm. That Nissan, it could be so cold out, and that Nissan would always run. I don't know, simpler lair engines or what that had, but the other ones I don't drive when it's too cold. Yeah, no, I have this van. It works. It runs good, and it was person let me have it for just the snow tires, and then I had it fixed up and still below Blue Book. I mean, I had a good deal on it. It's reliable if I take good care of it. So mm-hmm. I don't need any of these new cars or car payments or anything like that. I don't want to deal with that. Yeah. Anyway, aside from that, I wanted to promote on Saturday Market anybody that's wearing glasses that have old glasses. Mm-hmm. They do get recycled. The Lions Club is an international organization, so globally these glasses do get recycled and matched up to somebody, and maybe the one lens will be changed or something, but over the whole network of it, these glasses, you know, a lot of people, their styles or their vision changes or they just want new glasses or whatever, and I'll take the reading glasses too, and I give those to the library. The other glasses get all back packed up, and we twice a year we take them to a convention or we mail them out. And so just want to promote that tomorrow. Bring your old glasses. If you have kids that are growing, you're going to have a whole bunch of glasses. I know that if you have kids with glasses, because I know in our family some of us got glasses early in our years and others later, but we always had glasses when the Lions Club was collecting.
Good one.
Yep, so just wanted to promote that and have a good, safe weekend. And, this weather's crazy. When they say out in the States, oh, it's colder than Antarctica, here's the deal. In the southern hemisphere, it's summer. So it's Antarctica in the summer. It doesn't take much to beat that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say, oh, it's colder than Antarctica, well, yeah, because it's summer down there. You know, it's still maybe our winter type of weather down there, but it's not like if, you know, in the winter, our winter is their summer, our summer is their winter. So, so it's a little bit misconception when you hear that on the national news. Okay, have a good weekend, everybody.
Koyana, Susan.
Bye.
Okay. Can we go on?
We have Carrie from Bethel. Please. Good morning, Carrie. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. So I'm calling to do another reminder about our community wellness gathering that we're going to have next weekend on the 15th and 16th. So we're doing that community wellness gathering, standing together against sexual assault, and it's open to the public. There's no registration necessary, just sign in at the door. And we're going to be providing lunch there. So, and our guest speakers are going to be Samuel Johns. He's the Forget Me Not founder.
Yes.
And also Cody Ferguson.
Cody. Oh, he's so funny. From Cody and Cody?
That's right.
Oh, that Facebook page. Those two. Very funny. Cody Ferguson. Okay, good. Nice.
So we're looking forward to hoping it's a good turnout. And we'll have door prizes, so.
Door prizes are critical.
Yeah.
Okay, Carrie, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You know, if we had a calendar here, we used to have a calendar, didn't we?
Oh.
You know, because I wonder when the 15th and 16th is. Might be a weekend, maybe?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so. I got one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But we do have a caller from Bethel. Good morning to Bill.
I'm going to look at it. There we go.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. You're on the air.
I have a question.
Okay.
When you inherit some land or you buy some, does the belongings on the land like things like something you could own. Does it belong to you when you inherit some land or buy it? I'll just hang up and listen.
Hmm.
Oh.
Technical question.
That's a technical one. I do not know the answer to.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But I think you know, whoever you buy it from, you'll have to discuss with that the previous owner mentioned, you know, if there was something of value on that land, if it was part of the sale. Other than that, I think you'd have to talk with somebody that works in that kind of field. So, But our lines are open, 543-KYUK, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, or email.
Always email, radio@kyuk.org. I'll read your email over the air, or Peter will read your email over the air, and you can be anonymous when we do that. So that if you're that very shy person and you always want to say something and you're not sure, you can email it and then you can hear it over the air without your name, and then you can decide, well, maybe next time I'll call and talk about it. So anyway, we have Bob from Bethel. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to give a shout out to AVEC for only losing my power for 2.5 hours on Tuesday.
Oh, was that? Well, that seems longer than the other power. Was that longer than normal?
Well, than everyone else's?
Unfortunately,
it's becoming normal with AVEC. That's my point. Mm-hmm. We lost power for 1.5 hours. They came on very briefly, I'd say less than a minute, and then we lost it for another hour.
Oh, so your thank you was tongue-in-cheek? Sarcastic.
Yeah, I wouldn't say tongue-in-cheek.
No, it's funny.
Well, here's the point. I called the Regulatory Commission of Alaska last fall about this and discovered that in 1997, AVEC had a vote. Of course, it was long, long before Bethel became a member. But the customers then voted to withdraw from the RCA. So they don't have oversight. And I guess the idea is that they're responsible enough to manage their own affairs. In my view, they're not. I would like to see them come under the RCA umbrella again and be regulated, because these outages, which we did not experience with Bethel Utilities in the last years that we had them, have become more frequent. And also, unless I missed something, AVEC is silent on all these outages. I haven't heard a word from them about what caused it, what they're doing to correct it, and so on. So they're just not producing reliable power, and they have an obligation to do that. And I urge people to call the Regulatory Commission of Alaska and, complain about this. And I was told, well, they're not getting complaints. Well, if you don't, call them, they're not going to know about it. And they don't have to report these outages to the RCA because they're not regulated. So it's kind of a catch-22 that the RCA says, well, we're not getting complaints. Well, they're not required to, and people, reluctant to pick up the phone and call. But we deserve reliable power out here, and we're just not getting it from this operation.
Okay. All right. Well, that's clear.
Yeah. Anyway,
thank you. That's it
from here. But, if this occurred in the middle of winter, well, a couple of weeks ago we had minus 25 temperatures, wind chills much lower than that. And when you lose power for 2.5 hours under those conditions, it's a pretty serious thing.
Right. Yeah,
fortunately it was warmer, but we deserve and need better power, and we need AVAC to tell us what's going on with them.
Yeah, I don't think we got a notice yet about why there was such a large blackout the other day.
Well, they never do, in my view.
Yeah, they don't.
They just remain silent about it.
Hmm.
So, you know,
okay.
maybe KYUK, when there is an outage like this, and of course, someone noted earlier that KYUK is affected by this, and in the past, mm-hmm. they've actually lost equipment because of, you know, power fluctuations. But maybe KYUK should make it a point when there is an outage to do a story about it, or at least, you know, ask AVEC what's going on and report that to the people of this town.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And this is a bit. This was a big enough one, I think, warranted maybe a little story on that and get some comment from AVEC on that.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds
okay,
good.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
yep.
Kuyana, thank you.
Bye. So we have... and I'm not sure if this is still happening. I got handed a notice. There will be a temporary road closing on First Road Housing due to weather. City of Bethel is currently working on it. But I think that got cleared up, right?
I'm not sure.
Did you drive in this one? Did you
They
drive
were still
around?
Working at it, you know, when I was coming over this way. So.
Oh, so it might, okay.
But the water was coming down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so...
And also and tonight at 7:30, the Lady Warriors versus Gnome... And also, Talkline, this show will be replayed at 7 to 8:30, and then from 8:30 to 9 will be the show with Esther Green and myself, Ikayutut. And that's, well, now that'll be aired at 90.3 FN and FM and on this station after the ball game. I didn't know we had two. See, I didn't even know we had two stations like that.
Okay, we do have a caller.
The FM and the AM. Okay. Willie from Bethel. Good morning, Willie. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So far.
We're fine.
Yeah. Guess what? We're not sleeping around this morning. We got a layer of snow out there, so we don't sleep around.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch on to you guys this morning. Something about somebody mentioning about landowners around here in Bethel. Is that the subject? Somebody was trying to say something about landowners this morning.
One person was saying that, you know, had a question for us, you know, we didn't know how to answer it, was that if you bought a land or it got, what do you call it when somebody gives it to you?
When you
inherit a piece of property, then whatever is on it, does it belong to you?
Yeah.
Well, if you inherit it, yeah.
What are they, you know, are these people infected, the landowners around here in Bethel?
He wasn't very clear on, you know, where and how and or particulars on it. He just asked a question. If you inherited property or bought it, then whatever is on that property, does it belong to you?
Yeah, that's something I wanted to straighten out because I misunderstood the call about land, I guess. What about these staked out lands that grew up with Bethel in the first place when Bethel was discovered, like earlier than the 60s? Like, I inherited my parents' land across the slough that was... bought back way back in the early 60s, and it put a restriction on it now. Is that affecting me, whatever they're talking about, or the landowners here in town?
I guess that would be part of it, yeah.
I don't understand is why they put restriction in and they didn't play around with us right now. What's going on?
We don't know.
I thought restrictions were restrictions.
I don't know.
Huh? Yeah, we really don't know. Where, you know, those are technical questions you're raising. And then we're, you know, somebody in the land department, you know, might be able to respond.
Yeah, you know, that's a problem with these guys. They come around from out of
state, and they give us all kind of details of what we should go through. And we've been here all our lives. We grew up Bethel. We made Bethel. Where did they come from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. If there's any landfill there, I don't see quite a problem with that. One was a restricted land that they're supposed to be really restricted from the beginning, like they told us to. Now, why don't they stick to their regular plans and not mess with it? If anybody knows about these land things, they should come out right now and speak about it before they can't do it anymore. I kind of get fed up with these guys. Come out of nowhere and tell us all kind of details that we people that grew up the Bethel around here when there was a few houses around here too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's I'm not disgusted at you guys, but the subject is disgusting. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, then I didn't quite catch anything about somebody squawking about landowners there, and I didn't quite like that. Anyway, with people that own land, with restricted landowners like us, and they come around and they give us more details. That's baloney.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry to be
That's okay, with ya, we...
But that Nancy kind of discussion because I grew up here in Bethel all my life. And
that's right. You have a point, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, like I say, we will sleep today up there in Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, man. I try to find out what's going on that one.
Okie doke. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Morning, yes.
Okay. And good morning to you. We go on to our next caller from Bethel. We have Jack.
Yeah, good morning, Peter.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah. I'm a member of Bethel Search and Rescue here at Bethel.
Okay.
Even though I don't make all the meetings over there, I just go down there whenever I can at the headquarters. And the headquarters are down there, right across from the Lions Club on end of the Mission Road.
Yeah.
I believe we will have meeting on the 21st next week. But I just want to invite anyone that's always wondering. I know a lot of people support during our fundraising, but also if you're very interested what happens during these meetings, the meetings are always open. They're open to anyone, men, women, young people. So come on down if you're bored or want to know what's going on with Bethel Search and Rescue. Come on down to these open to public meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Jack.
Yeah,
so very worthwhile organization, you know, to be a part of. You know, you can do, you don't have to, you know, like own a snow machine or a boat, you know, you can, there's other things to do, you know, like man, during any event or when we have activity, they're always looking for people to man the phone or, you know, keep track of things. And
that's a good point.
So yes, yeah, there's
lots of behind the scenes stuff that people can do to be really helpful to the teams.
Yeah, not everybody goes out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They always need a lot of help with, you know, in town.
So we have. Oh, okay. Yeah. So our last caller, we have Beverly Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning. A couple two, three things.
Okay.
It sure was nice to walk and not be in fear of danger of my life this morning. That was nice. It's a beautiful day. Get out and walk or go exercise.
Yeah.
A couple of things. So when people are complaining about this and that and AVEC and the city and blah, 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 I just called. I called AVEC, and I found out, and it's true, KYUK should do a news story, so the inquiring minds, we need to know. But I called, Facebook messaged, and what it was the extreme weather, the way the winds hit a line out by the tower and in the Pakiak, it just shut us all down. So when I see on the news, whatever news you're watching, TV, in the lower 48, when this happens, oh, my gosh, some of these people don't get power for days.
Yeah.
And so, I've lived here all my life, and I know that we have had power outages. I've been here when the power plant burnt down. So just call, but also I encourage KYK News, get something out right away. And you complain about our great station, you know, it's crazy because they had problems, too, with their backup generator. Let us know these things so that the masses that want to complain about it all know better. BIA, call BIA about land issues if it's native allotments. And then one more thing, I don't know how long I have. Down the pipe, a group of women who are Chilista shareholders and indigenous women, we sent a letter certified on priority on Wednesday to Chilista CEO Andrew Guy and to the board of directors and sent it out to the media and to other people. With our concerns about Donna, and I'm not going to read the letter today because I'm with this weather, I'm not sure they received it, but I sent it to Lyman, to Tiffany, we sent it to our Washington delegation. So you'll be hearing about this down the pipe, and if people want to, there's going to be an opportunity for more signatures to carry forward to a March meeting of Chilista, so board of directors. Phew, am I out of time?
Just about.
Not yet.
Okay, so, you know, I just wanted to let people, rather than, and if something happened with your computer or something, go to AVEC office, fill out the form for damages, and they'll help you deal with that. I'm not on the AVEC board. I'm not the chair of our own AVEC here, but I'm glad they're part of us. Yes, do they need to improve on communications? Yes, we all need to do that. And we all need to be kinder and do good things for each other and that sort of thing. So everyone stay safe.
Yes.
Good luck to our warrior
all
girls
right.
and boys. Guyana.
Yes. Very good point. So we thank you for calling, Beth. Yes, I don't know about time here.
I know, we have like about 2 minutes.
Maybe we could take in a quick call from Gaia Hoffman. You got less than 2 minutes.
Yeah. Sorry, sir.
No problem.
Okay.
I'll make it quick.
All right.
About the land. All they have to do, we used to have a land department in Bethel. We don't anymore. All you have to do is call Anchorage, land the Bureau of Land Management, and pay a couple, $2 or $3, and they'll send you back a document that states, give you a legal document with your name on it if it belongs to you, and that'll be your land.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank
that's
you.
It,
all right. Well, that's going to be our show for today. Our 90 minutes have gone by. The sun is starting to come up. It's
going
to be a really bright day. That'll make it easy to see the potholes. So, everyone take care.
Okay.
Have a great day and weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, everyone be safe and be kind to each other. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.